know him as anybody. So, after my husband died, I was at Pickup Friends of Life and went to school and didn't have an idea about getting a degree or anything. I didn't care. But I did get a master's degree and did some graduate work. Teaching college in Columbia, New York. But the thing that I really did in New York for, I took the art and everyday living and music and everyday living. I simply wanted to get, as I told you, pick up threads of life, which I was able to do by having my classes all scheduled in the morning and having the afternoon.
Where did you live?
On 123rd Street, right in the yard, right in the front yard of Bob.
Wow, that's something. But it wasn't, I'm sure it wasn't, it just wasn't anything then like it is now.
No, because I used to go walking up on the Morningside Drive and walk all around down there. Even down in Harlem, I was not afraid of
it. No Morningside help. Drive is a pretty rough place now.
I know it is, but it was just glorious when I was in 1944. So it's quite different. I know, but I go back, I haven't been in a couple of years. But I go back up there sometimes to go to shows.
Really? I'd love to live in New York for maybe a year or two, and then I always would like to be close enough to where if I wanted to, I could take a trip there.
That's what I tried to do for a number of years. Well, I did do it for a number of years. I went to school and stayed a year. And Lord, I'm so glad to get back down to this little house in the woods.
Yeah, that's pretty peaceful. There's no doubt about that.
Isn't this wonderful? The only place in the world.
To wake up in the morning and not stay and look out there or something.
It's just glorious. It really is. Wonderful.
Can I ask you a couple of personal data questions? Yeah, okay, what's your full name?
Estelle Froggen.
Okay, and this is... What community is this?
Moshat.
Moshat?
M-O-S-H-A-T. Moshat Community.
Community. And it's
2.5 miles from the center. It's country town.
Okay, and what's this address?
Cloris, C-L-O-R-I-S. Cloris Farm. Box.
Okay.
You want to know why our name is Cloris?
Why?
My husband specialized in clover, and I specialized in iris. So we put the two names together, clover.
Yeah. I like that. Douglas Fairbanks and Mary Pickford, Pickfair.
Yeah.
And what is your birthplace?
On the farm, about 12 miles from here.
In center?
Well, center would be the address. It's right now. It was Alexis when I was born.
Every time, now when I ask you stuff, let me just clear this up now so you know. When I ask you stuff, I'm not going to say, did you live in the center? I'm just going to say, where did you live? Because I want what I want to get are those particular words. Mm-hmm. And so if I say them, that kind of defeats the purpose because then you know what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's your occupation?
Retired state scuba supervisor.
Okay, and what's your religion?
Unitarian.
And your age?
Within 2 months, I'll be 87.
Okay. And where are your parents born?
In Syracuse County. Let's see. My father was born in a community that's called Coloma.